The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The psalm is Psalm 132, verses 1 through 13, on page 785. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, how he swore an oath to the Lord and vowed a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not come under the roof of my house, nor climb up into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep, nor let my eyelids slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. The ark, we heard it was in Ephrah, we found it in the fields of Jerim. Let us go to God's dwelling place. Let us fall upon our knees before his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. Let your faithful people sing with joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. In truth, he will not break it. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children will sit upon your throne forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The gospel reading is John 18, verses 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Some years ago, a real treasure appeared in hardback, in softback, on the web, and it is called In His Holy Name. a collection of sermons by Father Peter Ingemann. And as I took a look at this again, this is my treasure. You're welcome to look at it. I can give you the website where it's available if you want to look at it there, read some of the sermons there. But as I took another look at this book sitting on my shelf, I thought, perfect. This is Christ the King Sunday, and there's a wonderful sermon in there about it. And so, although I do not have Father Peter's voice, in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some years ago, an author named Louis Auchincloss wrote The Winthrop Covenant, a fictional tracing of fortunes of one New England family over four centuries. The earliest Winthrop, speaking in old age from his home in the New World, speaks of his encounter with the majesty and power of royalty many years before. The great Queen Elizabeth is passing in the streets of London, surrounded by courtiers and soldiers and ladies in waiting, all in gold and precious gems, glittering in her finery. The adults bow to the ground as she passes. He, in his simplicity, looks at her, and she looks at him. His memory is that of cold, hard power wrapped up in the beauty of the transient moment. Their eyes meet. The eyes of Elizabeth frighten him. He sees eyes that could welcome, forgive, or condemn in one moment. He sees the danger of power. Such was the power of Caesar, the only king in the world of Pilate. He had been to Rome. He had seen that power exercised, and he had learned that no one was safe. No one was spared if that power were challenged. The eyes of Caesar were as cold as those of Elizabeth. Pilate had learned that safety and prosperity were to be found only in blind allegiance to the one king, and that all challenges must be suppressed. So he confronts this simple teacher from the provinces who seems to have some special influence over these unmanageable Israelites. This Jesus is as plain and humble as Caesar is ostentatious. Pilate was annoyed, yet amused enough to ask this man, "Are you the king of the Jews?" It is to Pilate absurd. Better yet, "Are you any kind of king?" He is in over his head. There's absolutely nothing in Pilate's education and training that would prepare him for Jesus's answer. "My kingship is not of this world." In six words, the centuries of preparation for the Messiah, the anointed delivery of humanity, are fulfilled. It's all here. We have heard the prophecies again and again. This is the one that the psalmist proclaimed. He is the one whose throne is established forever, from everlasting. The foretold one, a king of might, but more important, a king of holiness. Daniel prophesied that the dominion of this king will be everlasting, will never pass away, never be destroyed. The power of this king is not of this world, but of God's world, a world in which God's will is done and in which God's presence is known. The power of this king is not from this world. That power comes not from weapons and politics, but from God himself descending on the clouds of heaven. That kingdom has been, is, and will always be in the hearts and hopes and dreams of the world. As he comes near, look into the eyes of this sort of king, this king of kings, coming in humility, and see not the cold, hard power of this world, but the warmth of God's eternal love. In his holy name, amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne, and illumine this night with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day your people may glorify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep. And grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I invite your intercessions and thanksgivings. We pray for Jerry, for his recovery, for his comfort. And for Patricia, for her strength and love. Pray for the repose of the soul of Ron Barnett. Pray for Louis Levy's recovery from his fall. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised, for these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.